Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is the parsha of Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Rishono. Even though it's the parsha of Petirus Yaakov Avinu, it's still called Parshas Vayechi. We have to understand why. And then the next pasuk is Yaakov Avinu calls Yosef, and he tells him Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi. What's the inyan of Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi? It's next near the Mokam Amila. It's by the Chavetz Shal Mitzvah. We have to understand why it was necessary to make this Shavua and we mekasher it with Mitzvah's Mila. And what was the Shavua? Al nasik bereini mimitzrayim. Don't bury me mitzrayim. And shechafti mavoy saya agan sik yeshevt. And asani mimitzrayim kvatani bikvurosam. So you have to understand what's the toeles of dafka making a Shavua, they make him have a Shavua. And why is there so much arichus? And the Pesukim, what's the big thing about Yaakov Avinu not wanting to be buried in Mitzrayim? We see the same thing with Yosef at the end of the parasha. And then Yaakov Avinu, the first Rashi brings down Lama Pasha Zustumi, Fishakim Shanifta Yaakov Avinu Nistamoy name, Mitzoras Hashibut, Sheschilu Lushabdo. First Pshav Rashi is that it's a Pasha Stuma because it's going into deep into the Golas. And the Dover Achen Rashi is Shabikash Legalis Sakates, Yaakov Avinu Nuntim Megalis, Legalis the Kates, Venistam Imenu. It's like two opposite Pshatim in Rashi. One Pasha Stumahi is the Bechin of going down into Golis, and one Klal Yisrael going down into Golis. The Pasha of Klal Yisrael going down to Golis is the Pasha where Yaakov Avinu wants to be Megala the Kates. Yaakov Avinu is Oisik in Geula. He's Oisik in Achus Hayomim. Like the Pasuk says later in the Pasha, Hey Osu Vagidu Lachem Esa Shilikra Eschem Vachus Hayomim. So what's Pshat? But there's an Oimek Meyuchad that we have to be misbinding over here in the Mile of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we know that Avraham Avinu and Bein Shalom told Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha mi'artcha melatcha mesavicha l'oretz asher areka. Areka is in the future. Go to Oretz asher areka. I will show it to you. And the vote of that is, the Oimek Meyuchad is that Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Hashem Ha'asid. Eretz Yisrael is Hashem Ha'asid. It's a tchis amesim to a country. The pasuk says it's halach lefnei Hashem ba'artes achayim. Chazal darshan ba'artes. Why is Eretz Yisrael called artes achayim? Because it's the eretz shekol meiseh ha'chayim tchila. It's the eretz where tchis amesim begins. Tchis amesim begins in Eretz Yisrael. It's the oretz of the future. It's the oretz of the achas hayomim. It's the oretz of tchis amesim. Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, El oretz asher areka. All I can describe Eretz Yisrael is that it's the land of future. And stuck, if you look in Rashi, Avraham Avinu starts going into Eretz Yisrael. He goes to this place, to that place. Rashi says, Asidim. He goes to a place, Shasidim Bonav, over there. He sees things, Benavuah, things that were going to happen many, many years later in Eretz Yisrael. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going into the future. You're being pushed into the future. It's the land of the future. And the same Bechina we find the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Zeis HaBracha, where the Bein Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, you should go up on a mountain and you should look into Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, everybody asks, so what's the inyan of letting Avraham Avinu see Eretz Yisrael? Hope he can't go into Eretz Yisrael, so you're just wetting his appetite to go into Eretz Yisrael more. What's the inyan is not Chas V'Shalom teasing Avraham Moshe Rabbeinu over here. But the Oimik is Chazal say that when Avraham, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went on the mountain and he saw Eretz Yisrael, he saw everything that was going to happen till Achas Hayomim. That's a cook on Eretz Yisrael. That's a looking at Eretz Yisrael. Looking at Eretz Yisrael is looking till Tchis Amesim, is looking at the future. Eretz Yisrael is taka a country which takes you out of the Olam HaHoyveh of Chutz Laaretz and you come into the Olam HaAsid. And it's taka, practically speaking, you can almost feel that way. A person comes from Chutz Laaretz, comes into Eretz Yisrael, you go to the Koisel, you feel it disappear to the Geula, to the third Beit HaMikdash. You start waking up for the future. A person in Chutzlot can live as years and years can live in the Olam HaHoyveh, and he's not even Oymed Al Datoy Bichlal that we're going, Klal Yisrael is going somewhere, Klal Yisrael is heading somewhere, there's a future, there's a destiny, there's a destination. Come to Eretz Yisrael, you come into the future. You walk into Eretz Yisrael, you walk into the future. That's the Darga, that's the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael. Esav, the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav is, it's Yedua, the Esav was Koifer and Tchis HaMesim. Chazal say, that then Vayibes Esav is HaBechoira, So the Mepharshim say over there that Esav HaRasha was Koyf and Tchias HaMesim, and that's the Pshat Ene Anoichi Hoylech Lomos. Hoylech Lomos means that there's no Tchias HaMesim. Yaakov Avinu was Kol Kula Yadarg of Tchias HaMesim. Yaakov Avinu was Ishtam Yeshev HaHolim. And Chazal say that Tchias HaMesim is talking going to be the Tal of Torah. And Gemara says in at the end of Ksubas, Kol HaMishtamish Ba'or Torah, Or Torah Mechayehu. Tal Sh'osta Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Hachas Bo'is HaMesim, that's the Tal Torah. Talter Mechayev, Yaakovin is Kulay Bechina of Lossed Lover. Yaakovin is Kulay Bechina of Tchis HaMesim. Yaakovin, the Mepharshim say, the Sfam HaKadosh say, on the Pasuk Vayikruvu, Yimei Yaakov Lomos, in this week's Parsha. Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lomos. So what's Pshat Vayikruvu Yimei Yisrael Lomos? So Mepharshim explained that Yaakov Avinu's days, were every day he was hoping and he thought that after tomorrow would be Tchias HaMesim. Yaakov Avinu was hoping the whole time for Tchias HaMesim. The Midrash Rabbah says that, Beferish, Midrash Rabbah says a Loshon, in the Bereshis Rabbah, Pei Dalet, Yud, Kacha Yaakov Avinu Sovash Tchias HaMesim Megas Beyomov. Yaakov Avinu was living in a darag of Tchias HaMesim the whole time. And therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu was very scared to leave Eretz Yisrael. But it's Nizgal in this week's parasha, Taka. It's Nizgal in this week's parasha that Yaakov Avinu was Zoicha Taka to Tchias HaMesim. It's the Bechina of Aichi Yaakov, the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes, as the Gemara says in Tanis, is the Bechina of Tchias HaMesim. Yaakov Avinu left this world, went straight into Tchias HaMesim, he went into a Hecher Chaim. And this is the Koyach, and this is what Yaakov Avinu is telling Klal Yisrael. This is Pshat in Rashi, the beginning of the parasha. First Pshat in Rashi is Taka, the parasha Zuz Stuma, because Nifta Yaakov Avinu Nistumo in name, Elibam Shal Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibud. Oba, Bikish Legalis is a Kate, Lebona Venistam Emenu. Yaakov Avinu is teaching us over here. It's Nisbechin of Bikish Legalis. Yaakov Avinu had a Bikush, Yaakov Avinu had a Chuka, he had a Taiva to bring Klal Yisrael into the Kate. Yaakov Avinu was telling them over here that even though a Golis may be beginning, even though there's going to be a Bechin of Golis, even though a person might, the Yidin have to be in the Olam HaHoiva, but nevertheless the Yidin must always be yearning, must be Mevakish Legalis as a Kate, must be Mevakish to live in the Bechin of Kate. Klal Yisrael must always be living in the future. Never, and then there'll be Zoichat HaKateret Yisrael. Because when Klal Yisrael is in Golis, they're in the Olam HaHoive, and they're yearning for future, then they belong in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the future, and that's a school that's for taking them out into Golis. Enoch Hanami, on one hand, Parshas Vayechi is the parasha of Tzoras HaShibud. However, Mitzat Sheini, Yaakov is saying, He'osu v'agidu lachem, he'sashi yikra eschem v'achis hayomim. Yaakov Avinu is pushing them, is telling them, cling to the achis hayomim, cling to the tzepis of Yeshua, and then you'll be Zoichat to be taken out of Golis. Like the Heligat Tefer Shleimah says on Kol Mekadesh Shvi on Shabbos, Oyav Hashem, Mechakim Bevinyan Ariel. Mechakim is Rosh Teves Chachomim. Same letters as Chachomim. So Oisius of Chachomim, Mechakim Chachomim, because the Talmud Chacham, somebody who learns Torah, has to feel the Ur Torah of Tchias HaMesim. He has to feel the Tal of Torah, which is Mechaya person. The Torah is Tchias HaMesim. It's the Tal of Torah. So if a person learns Torah and doesn't have a tzepia for the Osid, it's failed in the Torah, because the Torah, he should feel the Tal of Tchias HaMesim when he learns Torah. Just like Yaakov Avinu felt the Tal of Tchias HaMesim. Esav was Koifer in Tchias HaMesim. He didn't know how to do it. But Yaakov Avinu was a Bechin of Tchias HaMesim. Pashas Vayechi sacked the of Tchias HaMesim. However, Mitzrayim was the opposite. Mitzrayim is kol kula hoive. However, we know that Mitzrayim, they keep the bodies. Mitzrayim, there's no bechina of putting the body away and yearning for Tchias HaMesim. According to Mitzrayim, everything stays. There's no future world. There's no future bechlal. And therefore, you see, Pel Digazach, that after Mitzrayim was annihilated, after Kriyas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael sang, Oz Yoshe Moshe. And Rashi says, Shar Lei Nema, Elot, Yashim, he can't remez l'tchis ha-mesim in ha-toyah. And that's the vod. Yaakovin was going to a mokim which is hepach tchis ha-mesim. And Yaakovin was kolkul tchis ha-mesim. And therefore, that's why Yaakovin said, al nasik b'reini b'mitzrayim. Yaakovin wants to yearn to go back to Eretz Yisrael. He belongs in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land of tchis ha-mesim. Yaakovin is b'chinas tchis ha-mesim. And therefore, he's saying, al nasik b'reini b'mitzrayim. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a b'chin of hepach tchis ha-mesim. Hare, burying is storing away for tchis ha-mesim. Mitzrayim, there's no tchis ha-mesim. Mitzrayim is koifer. The whole gilui Giliv Yitzis Mitzrayim, the whole Giliv Tchis HaMesim can only be after Kriyas Yamsuf. How a Kozma Mitzrayim is around, it's Hepech. So when Klal Yisrael bury a person, a dead person in the ground, the Vot is restoring him away for Tchis HaMesim. Or burying him Mitzrayim, it's a Hepech of Tchis HaMesim. And Remainer, therefore that's why Yaakov Avinu had to say, Taka, take me to Eretz Yisrael. The whole Indian of Kvura Mitzrayim is Hebach the Indian of Tchis HaMesim. And that's why, Agav, that's why Vaya Yisrael is Mitzrayim, Mesel Sfasayom, that's why they had the Gila of the Mitzrayim lying dead on Mesel Sfasayom. Snapshot, the vote is that was the end of them. There's no Tchis HaMesim, there's no future for the Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was zecher to see the end of Mitzrayim, the end, that's it. They drowned in the Yam Suf. Suf is Loshen Soif. Soif is the end. They were zecher to see the end of Mitzrayim. When you see the end of Mitzrayim, then you can start seeing Giluim of Tchis HaMesim. That's the Gilui in a Parshat Vayechi where Yaakov is so adamant how not to be in Mitzrayim. And later that for you, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yurechi, and that's why Yaakov Inu was Mekasha the Bechina with Bris Mila. Because we know the Bechina of Bris Mila is the Bechina of Yom Shmini. Yom Shmini is the Bechina of La'osid Lovei, L'ma'ala Min Ateva, Ha'olam Haba, Tchis HaMeitzim. The Mishnah says at the end of Sanhedrin, Ha'mefi Bris Shel Avraham Avinu, Ein Ha'chelek Ba'olam Haba. Only with Mitzvah Mila you can come at you, Avraham Avinu can take a person out of Gehenna into Olam Haba. Mitzvah Mila is the Yom HaShmini, we discussed it before. Now the whole vort of Yom HaShmini is when a child, a neshama, comes down into this world on 8th day, he gets a push into Tchis HaMesim, he gets a push into the Olam HaShmini. Yaakov Avinu was telling Yosef, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi, the koyach of Bris Mila, the koyach of the Yom HaShmini, that's the koyach that gives a person a push. And that be'emes, that's why the mitzvah Mila was given, Eretz Yisrael, sorry, was given to Avraham Avinu b'schus mitzvah Mila, as it says. Only tzalach lefanai ve'yesomim, tzalach lefanai ve'yesomim, and then he was promised Eretz Yisrael. Because mitzvah Mila is the Yom HaShmini, is the bechinas Tchis HaMesim. And therefore, that's why mitzvah Mila belongs to Eretz Yisrael. With mitzvah Mila, you can go into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, in a few psukim later, Yaakov Avinu goes into, in this week's parasha, Yaakov tells Yosef, Yom Yaakov and Yosef, Kael Shaka Nirelai, Beluz Be'eret Knan, Vayvorech Oisi. And Luz is Stama Interessante Remez. Luz is the Etzema Luz. And the Etzema Luz is the bone to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild a person at Tchis HaMesim. The Etzema Luz is the Etzema of Tchis HaMesim. In the Eretz, in a place called Luz, there the Rebbein Shalom was Nizgala to Yaakov. Vayom Elah Hinni Mafcho Vibisa Vibisa Vibisicha Vinasaticha Vakalame Vinasati Yasa Oretz Azois. Lezaracha Achrecho Achuzas Oilam. What's the dogish? What's the Matana? Why is Yaakov repeating the Matana of Eretz Yisrael? Achuzas Oilam means it's Oilam Lenetzach Netzachim. That's the Bechina of Tchis HaMesim. That's the Bechina of the Chaim Amiti, Mechaim Shein Boy Soif. He remained there, folks, and that's why Yaakov Inu was explaining. He is now ready for Tchis HaMesim. He's been ready all his life for Tchis HaMesim. And now he take him to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Eretz, which is the Bechin of Achuzas Oilam, and that's the Koyach of Parshas Vayechi, the Parsha of Tchis HaMesim. The end of the Parsha Taka ends. Vayisem Ba'oram B'Mitzrayim. We know that Yosef Tzadik was buried not in the ground, he was buried in the Nilus, he was put in the Nilus. Because the putting in the ground, that was an oynish to Adam and Rishon, where it says, Me ofa ato, vel ofa toshuv. That's the bechin of Misa. Over here, when there's a darg already of Tchis HaMesim, this parasha is a darg of Tchis HaMesim, so that's a tikkun to the bechin of Me ofa ato, vel ofa toshuv. And Remainer, therefore, Yosef HaTzadik was taka buried in the Nilus, he wasn't buried in the ground. And that's how taka Sefer Bereishis finishes off. So Bemis, it's a big Yisod for us. The Yisod for us also the Mechama that's going on today with Yishmael are fighting for Eretz Yisrael. Bemis is that when Yishmael was a babe, was young, and he was thrown out of the house with his mother, and he was dying, he had no food and no drink, and there was a kitrug in Shemaim that Yishmael should die, and the psakdim was given that Yishmael will stay alive. Why? Ba'asher hu shom. And here there's the Oymek Meridika Oymek. Basher Hu Shom means that in the Hoive, Yishmael is the Bechin of the Hoive. And if you look at the Hoive, if you look at the present, Yishmael has a Schuskim. If you look at the future, then he's Taka got no Schuskim. Or Begoy, Yishmael, his whole Kim, his whole Chias is only because of Basher Shom. If they would have been looked into the future of Yishmael, then Yishmael would have died then. The reason why he didn't die then was because Yishmael is a Bechin of of Basher Usham. He remained when Yishmael is fighting to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, we just said, is Kulein Arts of the future. It's Kulein Arts over the Arts Asher Areka. So remained that Eretz Nisgala, the Be'emeth Yishmael hasn't got shouldn't have a hold in Eretz Yisrael. And Faket, it's Mo'ere Kitrug on Yishmael. The Zoya Kodesh says, because he had Brismila, we said, is a Pesachachis of the Osset. Therefore, he does have an episode claim to Eretz Yisrael. Over the Maisak, only Klal Yisrael, who exoicha to become for Tchis HaMesim, only Klal Yisrael belongs in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in this Tkufa, where there's a Melchoma with Yishmael, it's very important for every single Yid to intensify our yearning and our tzipia for the Gula, to show Taka that we belong in Eretz Yisrael, to show that Taka the Bechina, that we belong in Eretz Asher Reka, we being Mitzapa the Gula, L'Kol Yom Yom, Chinesh Otcha Kivinu Kol Ayom, Yushlaim Eircha Barachim Im Toshav. A person has to increase, Mardike increase, his tzipia and his yearning for the Gula Shlema. And the more we increase our yearning, the more we show that we shaykh to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is for us. And the more it's Mo'ira, Kitrig on Yishmael, that Yishmael doesn't belong to Eretz Yisrael. His Yishmael told Bechina is the Bechina of Basher Husham, only in the Hoive. In the Hoive, Eretz Yisrael is no Hoive, Eretz Yisrael is Kula, Hashem Naosid. And that's Chus, which we Zoychem, Mr. Hashem, Levish, the Helfen. And we should be zeicher taka to be taken out of the Golas Edom and Golas Yishmael, and we should be zeicher taka to binyan beis Hamikdash, to binyan beis Shlishi, Mitzvah Hashem, b'mehir b'yomeinu, Amen.